You're all pumped up, ready for Rollins County and the first game of the season, and it gets postponed. I bet your girls were going, good Lord, we're ready to go.
Oh, man, I had just a quick meeting after school because it happened late. I mean, like, the decision didn't happen till like, after 2:30. And so I brought the kids in, and you know, they didn't have practice clothes or anything, so we couldn't really practice that day either. And so it was like, sorry, ladies. And I mean, they were pretty heartbroken, but it is what it is. We'll just get ready for this game tomorrow.
Yep, and cattle tournaments, you know it really well. Before we talk about, you know, the pairings and matchup, you've got some great kids back once again. You got some great work during the summertime. You have expectations are pretty high for this team this year, aren't they?
Yeah, I think so. We're excited. I mean, I think we started so rough last year up there at that cattle trail. We did not have a good tournament. We had one of our top players didn't get a play in that tournament. And it was just such a letdown. And once kind of she got back, we got our feet underneath of us. We went on this big run last year. And I think we ended up winning like 12 out of our last like 13 games or something like that. And so we're bringing kind of some of our core back, and then we've also got some young kids that we've been excited about, and I think they got good work in this summer. So I don't know, it's going to be a process to try to figure out the right lineup and kind of a good rotation and stuff like that, but yeah, I'm excited.
And you got some scorers, not just one, but you've got a couple of scorers that on any night out could score, you know, have a big game, 15, 20 point game, couldn't they?
Well, I would like to think so. You better go out and do it. So, but yeah, no, I think we got a few kids that can definitely score. I want to see them all put it together the same night and see what happens.
No question about it. And it, as far as, you know, surrounding cast, you feel like, is this going to be a deep team? How many kids you got, kind of think you can go with, you know, 7, 8? Can you go even a deeper bench this year?
I'm thinking right now we're about 8 deep, with potential of being, I think we've got a 9th girl that's going to take a little time, but she'll be ready, hopefully. You know, and she may spell one of our girls, you know, a couple minutes here and there, but for sure I think we're about 8 deep right now that are ready for varsity-type action.
Of course, this tournament, it's against teams you're not going to see them anybody else the rest of the way of the season. As far as your teams in Northwest Kansas, who's the other teams in your schedule feel like are really good this year?
Well, before the break, we'll see Waukini, and they're always tough. They graduated a couple pretty nice players that they had, so I'm not sure what to expect from them, but they've kind of got a tradition, a program that's always been pretty good, at least for like the last 5 or 6 years. Hoxie's going to be tough this year. They're really good. And then the other one I would say is probably Quinter. Quinter will be loaded this year. They got their 6'2" girl back. She moved back from she moved up to York, Nebraska, and then her family has moved back to Quinter. I wish they would have stayed in York.
I bet. No, or moved to Oberlin, that's for sure.
Yeah, I would have taken her in a heartbeat.
Well, Wapaw, Juanita Palisade, I think this is the best first-round matchup right here, Coach, when it comes to, I don't know if this is like a 4 or 5 seed or something like that, but it sure seems like it. I know Coach Cox has got some kids back. You've got some girls back. Well, I think this is going to be a really good fun matchup to watch.
I think we played them this summer up there in the summer league, and I think they beat us in double overtime. You know, they got that, like, that by the second overtime, it was like first point to score type of situation, and I think we fouled them to give them that point, and that's how we lost the game. So I'm expecting a battle on our hands.
I think both teams like to, at least I think the summer months, pressured each other a lot, went a little full court press, so they like to get after it, both teams defensively, don't they?
Oh yeah. And Juanita Palisade's good. They've got some really good players, and like you said, they've got some girls that have played that have a lot of experience. And so it's going to be a tough game. That's for sure.